Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, friend. Okay, I have to ask you, when you saw the title of this podcast, Sales Funnels, Marketing Funnels, were you excited? Like, yes, I love funnels and I want to know even more. Or were you like, oh my gosh, yes, I need this because I'm so confused. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just kind of lost at where to start, much less where to go. And so you're probably somewhere in between if you decided to listen to this episode. And I'm so excited you're here because I love breaking things down and trying to simplify your life. It really jazzes me. So hopefully that is what you're going to find today. So today, what I want to first start off in letting you know is a sales funnel. Think of it like this. This is a series of steps that you are taking your ideal client on a journey. You're taking them through the know, like, and trust factor. We've talked about that number of times here on the podcast, but being able, first of all, in the sales funnel, you want to make sure people know you. Like, hey, I'm over here. Like, maybe your thing is Facebook ads. So, hey, my name is, you know, Joanne, and I can help you with Facebook ads. Maybe you are, you know, someone who helps actually take care of their dogs and train dogs in their behavior. Okay, well, you want to make sure that they know, first of all, who you are and what you do. So that's the very first part of the sales funnel. What can you do at the very beginning to be able to let someone know who you are and what you do? All right, that's at the very top of your funnel. So the next part of your funnel, and I'm going to give you an example at the end of this of like the really tactical pieces that go in place, but I want to get your mind in the right frame first, okay? So our first goal when we're creating a funnel is that people know us and what we do, all right? Those are the two things. Know who you are, like what your name is, and exactly what you do. That's the first hurdle to get over. All right. Then the second part in this funnel is you want to get them to like you. You want them to appreciate you, to connect with you, to relate to you, to be able to say, oh my gosh, yes, she speaks my language. Yes, I love how she describes that. Yes, she is so like creative like I need, or she is so detail oriented like I need. So I'm going to listen to her more. I'm going to read about her stuff more. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to start trusting that she's telling me the right thing. So that's the stage two, is you're getting them through a funnel. What in your funnel is going to help them like you more? Is that to have a podcast yourself so you can start creating connections? Is that your social media posts and you are creating those connections and that relationship and that bonding of like, yeah, girl, I get you. Like, I've totally been you. You know, maybe you are the one that helps parents deal with toddlers and, you know, you're right there in that stage of that funnel of going, I get you. Like, I've been there. I remember when my kid was two. He might be six now. We might be out of the toddler stage, but I so remember when he would sit in the high chair and he would throw Fruit Loops at me because I didn't give him piece of candy. I don't know. I'm trying to remember those things. My kids are in their mid-20s, so it's been a while since toddler time. But you are getting in that funnel and you're taking your client on a journey to get them to like you. And again, I've said on here a number of times, it takes 15 to 20 touches to take your person through your journey. Is that 15 to 20 social media posts, podcast episodes, emails, connections in a community? They have to go through that know, like, and get to that trust factor. Can take up to 15 to 20 times. It just depends on who your audience is and how you do these pieces. So they're so, so important. All right. So the third, you probably guessed it, the third stage you're taking them through in your sales funnel is getting them to trust you, getting them to understand, like, you really know what you're talking about. Like, you really are there to hold their hand, walk them step by step, and show them exactly what to do. Like, they're trusting you. They're truly solid in that relationship. Like, not only does she know her stuff, but I really, really like her. Like, she's genuine. She's authentic. She is, you know, speaks the real stuff. There's no fluff here. Maybe that's what you're looking for. And so you're getting to really trust who they are, what they do, and how they do it. So you want to take your audience, your target audience, you want to take them from that, no, hey, here I am. This is who I am. This is what I do. And you would be so, you would find this so funny. I'm sitting here waving my hand like you could actually see me waving and saying, hey, I'm over here. Okay, just so sorry. One day I need to do behind the scenes of me recording a podcast because I truly look forward beyond my microphone and I'm picturing a classroom full of people who are ladies who are intrigued and ready and want to ask questions, and they are taking notes and they are learning all the things. So I'm sorry. I'm very, what is the word? Mobile with my hands and talking. So, okay. I'm sorry. I digress. Let me go back. So you're getting them to trust you, but you're getting them through the three stages, the know, the like, and the trust. All right. So it takes time. It takes patience. It takes consistency. But the first thing is it takes thought. You have to map it out. This is a thing that I do with my clients one-on-one when I work with them. And I ask them, tell me where you are and tell me where we're going. Tell me where you are and where you're taking your people. You have to know where you're going. That the focus of where you're going can change and it can continue to move along. It's not like you have to have all of the answers. The very first thing is maybe where they are is they're just building their business and they want to get to the point of people know who they are. Okay, that's where we're going. We are going to go figure out the first funnel to help people know who you are. And then my thing is, what's next? What's next is after they know who you are, they're following you on social media. Hopefully you've got them in your email list. Now you're going to start working on the like. So what is that next thing in that funnel, in that marketing funnel, that sales funnel of where are you taking them to actually start liking you? All right. And then my next thing that I'm working with my clients is, okay, how are you going to continue to take them to that trust? I know I'm repeating myself over and over, but I want it to sink in. I want you to think when you're breaking down of, first of all, realize where you are, okay, and where you're going. It can be the first step in front of you. It does not have to be the 10 steps down the road of, you could possibly say, I know I want to have this course. I know I want to have a course that actually teaches people how to manage anxiety with their teenagers. You might know that, but you might not. You might just know, I want to work with parents of teenagers. That might be all you know. That's your audience. That's who you're talking to. And so then you have to start taking them down that road. Okay, so we have figured that out. We know where we need to start in the brain work, in the brain space. So when you are tactically figuring out all the pieces of actually how to start a funnel, every phase, every section are going to have these four things in there, okay? Landing page or an opt-in page. So a landing page or an opt-in page with your message on there of, hey, okay, maybe I am, you know, Joanne, who is going to teach you about Facebook ads. So my opt-in page is, hey girl, I have totally been there, so confused, so overwhelmed. I get you. Facebook ads can be so confusing, but I have a worksheet that will walk you step by step of how to get started in putting your Facebook ads together. That's your landing page. That's your opt-in page to a freebie. That could be your the very beginning of that marketing funnel, of that sales funnel. Like, okay, here I am. Here's who I am. And then here's the call to action of what the next step is on my landing page. All right. So after you have that landing page, that opt-in page set up, then you're going to create a thank you page. On that thank you page, you're going to be like, I am so excited you're here. You know, this is going to be great. You can give them directions to go to their inbox, to grab their download, and to be able to start tackling whatever you just sent them. But also on that thank you page, you can offer a small front-end offer. You can have a small front-end offer. And on episode 74, I talked about this as a tripwire. You have this thank you page, and then you're thanking them, you're giving them directions of where to go, but you're trying to build that know even more, that know of, here, this is what I know. This is how I can help you. And so in that tripwire page, that thank you page is going to say, thank you for downloading this. I'm so excited you are here with us in our community. Go to your inbox. But wait a second. Do you also want to go ahead and grab this? This is something else that I really, you know, have created for my clients, whether it's a template, maybe it's a workshop. Here, go and grab this. It's another way to take them further down that journey to get to know and like you and starting to trust you. Then the fourth part of a sales funnel, when you get to this stage, this does not have to be right up front. This is a fourth kind of like extra bonus stage, is actually adding an upsell or a downsell. So they could have the tripwire where they actually, you know, have a small offer, but then in your emails that you are nurturing them with, in your emails, then you can have some upsells and downsells, and you can actually move them even further along on that journey to know, like, and trust. Okay, so I hope that this, first of all, just helps you kind of visualize and understand what you need to be thinking about when we think about a funnel. Don't think about the tech part first. Think about the process. Think about the journey you're taking your person on. And then the pieces, the actual technical pieces of the landing page, the thank you page with an offer or a tripwire on it, and that. And then also the emails that they're going to start getting with the upsells and the downsells. If you need help doing this, this is, again, exactly what I do with my clients. I help them where they are and get them to where they want to be. I have been working with course creators since 2017. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because I love seeing your light shine, go, oh my gosh, really? Is it that easy? Is it that simple? I'm not saying it's fast. I'm not telling you it's going to happen overnight. I'm not going to tell you it's going to happen in 30 days. But I'm telling you, I can break it down for you to understand in simple steps to be able to actually move forward and that confusion be gone. So, all right, my friend, if you are interested in working with me, make sure to go hop over to robinkent.com. That's Robin with two B's, R-O-B-B-I-N, Kent, KENT.com/coaching, and come check out how you can set up one session with me, or we can do a bundle of sessions so we can really get you moving down the road so that you are not stuck anymore and you can actually go start creating and building that audience, building that business, and ultimately building that course so that you can create passive income and make a big impact. All right, my friend, I hope that this only helped you and not confused you. And go and hit replay if you need to go back and take notes. Again, re-listen. I have to do that a number of times when I'm learning something new. So just know you're not alone in that. And until next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, my friend. Hey, friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning and believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.